This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A change at the helm of a major U.S. ally. As British Prime Minister Theresa May says, she will soon be resigning that position.
It is now clear to me that it is in the best interests of the country for a new Prime Minister to lead that effort. So I am today announcing that I will resign as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party on Friday the 7th of June, so that a successor can be chosen.
May's three-year term has been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would approve. The devastating storms that have been rattling the nation's midsection for days, not expected to let up anytime soon. In fact, forecasters say they'll continue across parts of the central and southern plain states through the Memorial Weekend into next week. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Nancy Pelosi criticizing the demeanor and temperament of President Trump. At a Capitol briefing yesterday, she said members of Trump's family or administration should consider an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi again accusing Trump of throwing a temper tantrum before abruptly departing a scheduled White House meeting with Democrats a couple of days ago, something that Trump is staunchly denying. President Trump saying he's not happy that the so-called American Taliban's out of prison. The president saying he's, quote, not even a little bit pleased about the release of John Walker Lind, who walked out of an Indiana prison yesterday. He was the first U.S.-born detainee in Afghanistan and served 17 years of a 20-year sentence for working with the Taliban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is being hit with now espionage charges as U.S. prosecutors yesterday filed over a dozen new charges against him. The Justice Department saying he violated the Espionage Act by conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to illegally get secret government documents. And they say Assange solicited classified material, aided Manning in getting a password that gave her access to that material, and then he published it on WikiLeaks in 2010. Assange is currently in British custody. He'd been kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he had been holed up for 7 years. British officials sentencing him to nearly a year in prison for violating bail in connection with a sex assault allegation in Sweden. Most folks feel gas prices are pretty high as the summer driving season begins, but AAA says this might be as high as the prices will get anytime soon. It says the national average is $2.85 a gallon, a penny lower than last week, 4 cents below the average at the start of May. And the nation's lowest prices in the southern plains, the southeast, and Missouri. As usual, drivers in California are still paying over $4 a gallon, though. And Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer does it again, the 34-year-old Las Vegas gambler notching his 26th consecutive win in last night's episode. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know you sometimes wonder if it's even possible with all the tension out of D.C. But fortunately, we've got the rest of the country that seems to be, pretty reasonable. We're going to be talking with the former Pentagon official, American Enterprise Institute Middle East expert Michael Rubin, who's going to be joining us now, fresh from the Middle East. Michael, welcome. Good to have you back on the homeland, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, all eyes on Iran. We've got our military ships there, a lot of firepower. You say it's not about war, it's just about red lines. Break that down for us.
Well, basically, let's remember the last time we had a serious confrontation with Iran was in 1988. That's when the Reagan administration had been reflagging tankers because Iran was threatening free trade and international waters in the Persian Gulf. A U.S. flagged ship hit a mine, and in response, we took out an Iranian oil platform. The Iranians tried to defend it and ended up losing most of their navy and a good chunk of their air force. Now, that was more than 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So you have two military generations inside Iran that really don't remember what happens when you confront the United States directly. At the same time, over the last year, you've had a replacement at the top of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Actually, in that case, it was just a month ago. You had a replacement at the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps' Navy and of the regular Iranian Navy. Remember, Iran has two different navies. The point is, now not only do you have no memory of what happens when you push the United States too far, but you have new people at the top of every force inside Iran that might actually be pushing the United States. And so, you know, they were getting overconfident. They were pushing too hard. They were infringing on the right of international shipping and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that the United States will stand up for our allies and say, you can't go further than this. This mm-hmm. this isn't about wanting war. This is actually about preventing it exactly. by informing the Iranians that certain behaviors will have certain consequences. And you know what? The Iranians have backed down.
Exactly. What was the straw that broke the camel's back here, Michael?
I mean, there was a confluence of straws.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ultimately, you have the... of course, you had the magnetic bombs, which were attached to the ships in Fujairah, which is one of the United Arab Emirates' most important oil-exporting locations, if you will. Mm-hmm. And remember, when the United States attacked Iran last time, back in 1988, it was when the Iranians actually used mines in Omani waters. So we're not talking just about international waters. We're talking about actually infringing in the waters of our allies just off their coast. That's ultimately, I think, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Michael, what's happening inside of Iran? I mean, we hear that the that the people themselves are getting rather anxious and frustrated with their government.
Well, Iran has really been a 40-year pressure cooker. Mm. And a lot of people forget, for example, that when the Islamic Revolution happened 40 years ago in 1979, that Iran's economy was actually booming. And there followed a great contraction because of revolution, because of war, and so forth. But, for example, the Iranian rial to the dollar was around 7 to the dollar back in 1979. Now it's over 100,000 to the dollar.
Wow.
And so the Iranians are starting to feel the bite. Mm-hmm. You have, at the same time, a sense that the supreme leader isn't much longer for the world simply because he's 78 years old, he has cancer, and so forth. So people are starting to think about succession, and you have the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in place, and they are monopolizing. I mean, we think of them as a military force, which threatens American lives, and they most certainly do. But from an Iranian perspective, they are a mafia that impinges on business. 40% of Iran's economy is now dominated by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And because of that, Iranians are frustrated. We've seen a lot of comments recently of the Supreme Leader, for example, criticizing the way Zarif, the foreign minister, and Rouhani, the president, have handled the nuclear negotiations. We've seen Rouhani and Zarif ask for more power and be denied. Some people see in this the division between hardliners and reformers. You know, I think people who want to see Mohammad Javad Zarif as a reformer are getting it wrong, because mm-hmm. what we're not seeing is hardline versus reform. We're seeing good cop, bad cop, mm-hmm. as the Iranians try to deflect blame away from their own mismanagement of the economy.
Well, that's a good point. And is there going to be enough pressure, as you say, in this pressure cooker, you know, by the people there on the ground level to be able to overcome, you know, such an oppressive, you know, not only government, but the military force?
Well, Bill, I'm a historian, so I get paid to predict the past, and I only get that right about half the time. But and famously, area studies experts have never successfully predicted a revolution. But let me say this. Iran has had sparks in the past. You had uprisings in 1999, in 2001, in 2009, and then you had a great deal of economic unrest, which started in December 2017. The way to think about it is Iran is a tinderbox, and the question is whether the government's better at smothering the embers than the opposition is at creating them. Mm-hmm. But this I can say. If there is a succession in Iran, if you have the supreme leader suddenly removed from office simply because of cancer, because he dies, and right. so forth, then all bets are off, because it's going to be hard for any new figure to consolidate power.
Exactly. Speaking of the nuclear situation, where are we in this negotiation? Ever since Trump said, look at the deal's off, where are we at now?
Well, the danger is this. That Iran, like Israel, like Saudi Arabia, like so many other issues, has become a political football in our national security debate. Gone are the days where we had broad bipartisan consensus on what we stood for and who our allies were. And because of that, you've got a situation in which the Iranians are actively seeking to play the Democratic Party. We recently saw, for example, that Dianne Feinstein had Mohammad Javad Zarif's contacts on her cell phone and that they had gone out to dinner. That would be unheard of just a few years ago. The Iranian foreign minister responsible for the deaths of more than 600 Americans meeting with the former vice chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the Senate. That's something which would be completely unheard of. But what we have now is the Iranians hoping that if the Democrats win election, that all pressure will be off. And, you know, the Democrats would be within their right, if they win election, to go back to the Joint Conference of Plan of Action, the Iranian nuclear deal, like they say. After all, elections matter. But this is the danger. A lot of the Democrats and the progressives who are advocating this course of action forget that because of the sunset clauses in the Iranian nuclear deal, they'd be going back into a deal that would be expiring in a matter of months,
yeah.
and therefore it would be functionally meaningless.
Well, this is part of the challenge that we have right now, Michael. I mean, you know, in negotiating these things, whether it is with China or Iran and other things, you know, the attitude towards Donald Trump is really not in the best interest, the national interest, I would say, international interest of America right now. We're going to continue our conversation with the former Pentagon official, American Enterprise Institute Middle East expert, Michael Rubin, right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, don't forget, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's amazing but true, when it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st. Rated R. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we remember the sacrifices made on our behalf for our freedoms and freedoms for others around the globe. Thank you.
We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington.
as we go into the Memorial Holiday weekend. I've always believed this is a rather hallowed time, you know, for our country, Michael Rubin, you know, and I think sometimes we're challenged with the salutation of Happy Memorial Day. You know, to me, it's just so reverential when you consider all those that have gone before us that have paid that ultimate price. You know, I understand it's a time for family and a time for fun, but my hope and prayer is that this weekend that we would take a legitimate pause, you know, to really pray for our country, to appreciate those that have paid the ultimate price for our liberty, and also the families that are left behind that, you know, carry on the legacy. We're so grateful for them. And, you know, so here on Bill Martinez Live, we want to remember Memorial Day as a really hallowed day, you know, a day, you know, that has been set aside to honor those.
Well, I think you're of course absolutely right, Bill, and it means a lot to me. Although I've never served, I've had family members who have. I just came off the USS Boxer with the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is, on deployment right now.
Semper Fi.
what I'll do is wander around the Arlington Cemetery, and what's really amazing, and I think actually our politicians need to do this, they should actually know the different sections of Arlington National Cemetery. They should know, for example, where the grave markers of those who died in the Iran hostage rescue mission back in 1980 are. They should know where those who died in Vietnam are and so forth, to gain a much greater sense of the sacrifices which have enabled the freedoms which we have at this, on this current day. Sometimes when I look at the political debate in the United States, when I look at the mudslinging, I kind of have a sense that a new generation of politician doesn't really know all that has gone into building this country, or at least doesn't have an accurate understanding of it.
Perfectly said, Michael. I guess we could only hope that there would be some connection with reality and who they're there to serve. You know, it's we the people. It's you know, like you said, the rich history, the people that have believed so much. I mean, you think about this, that you would believe so much in this American dream that it transcends politics. It transcends, I mean, Republicans and Democrats, independents, you know, any political force could only wish that they could have this kind of influence. But it's only the American dream and the ideal that, you know, motivates men and women to run the danger to secure our national interest and to secure us and protect us, right?
You're absolutely right, and that's one of the things I most value about when I'm out, for example, on the ships, teaching the Marines, teaching the Navy officers, because you really see people from all walks of life, from all of the 50 states, from all backgrounds, coming together for a common good. Mm-hmm. It's something that I'm not sure a lot of people, as we have these increasing divisions in our society, people in elite universities who haven't served in the military, I don't think they have a full sense of how this really comes together, regardless of race, regardless of identity group, regardless of these political tribes we create. When you're on a ship, it's a mini city. There's 5,000 people, but you really get to see the best of America.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because look at that point. Of course, when I was in the Marine Corps, we were all one color. Everybody was green. And it's good to be green, you know, I'm telling you. So, I appreciate that. And let me say this, Michael, you know, not only, you know, for you and for others who have not directly served, there are ways to serve our country and support the military. You know, just because you didn't wear a uniform, it didn't mean that you were non-supporting. And here it is, you know, you've given so much of your time. Your family has sacrificed, you know, with you not being at home and serving the military and doing what you do when you're on these ships. I mean, gosh, I'll tell you, sometimes I just wish I could go with you and carry your luggage, man. You know,
I mean, Bill, if I could just give a shout out to my favorite related charity in this case. I'm not sure whether a lot of people know about United Through Reading, which is a charity which allows family members, men, women, who are deployed to read books to their children, it's usually run by the chaplaincy on the ships, on the Army bases, on the Air Force bases. The DVDs of these servicemen reading books to their young children will then be sent back to their families with the books, so that the little kids can have Papa or Mama read stories to them at night, while they can also read along in the book that their father or their mother was actually reading to them. It really is an invaluable program, especially as we know, A, the sacrifices of separation, but also how important reading to one's children are. It's just one of those issues, one of those things the military does and charities do together, which I'm not sure a lot of people fully understand.
No, that is so cool, and I'm glad that you gave the shout out and shared that with us, because that just warms our hearts, because we think, these deployments, I mean, they're not gone for a weekend. I mean, what are we talking? As many as 6, 10 months?
9 months.
Yeah, right. So once you go out, I mean, to think about it, I have a tough time sometimes, when I'm, because, between Florida and California and Hawaii and, do some traveling to, be with the kids and, business-wise, and I'm okay for a couple of weeks, but, you start going, like in this particular case, it's just been a couple of months. So compared to 9 months, being away from home, it starts to wear on you, and the pressure on the military personnel, the families at home and that is incredible, and to be able to have this kind of contact, that's really special. Michael, getting back to the situation, just to wrap this up and what's going on, we know that D.C. is known for leaks, and there's been all kinds of leaks happening in terms of, this Iran conflict, that, the president was going to send 1,000, 100,000, foot soldiers into Iran. I mean, this is like, this reporting is so dangerous.
Well, not only is the reporting so dangerous, but there seems to be so little introspection about how much of the reporting has been wrong. Mm-hmm. In the old days, of course, a reporter would give confidence to their source, but if their source outright misled them, they would stop going back to that source, and they might even expose that source for breaking the compact. But here we have, and I make no secret of the fact that I'm not a huge fan of President Trump, mm-hmm. but he's the president, and law is a law, elections matter, and if someone is going to try to, an unelected bureaucrat is going to try to sway the politics, I'm sorry. That's one step along the way to a coup d'etat. Elections matter.
Right.
If people disagree with President Trump, the way to handle it is to vote for someone else in the next
exactly.
election.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not to take law into one's own hand.
Yeah, but meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier, the president's trying to negotiate matters with Iran, China, and here we are.
That's why it makes it almost treasonous, because
yes.
A lot of these people don't have, it's like the blind man with the elephant describing it. A lot of these petty bureaucrats in various departments and so forth have no idea of the big picture of the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not adding to it. They're actively undermining it. And if anyone has spent any time in Iran, as I have, that should be the last thing they want to do.
Well, and you see, this is all on the heels. I mean, what Dianne Feinstein did, and even what John Kerry did, some have said, is this a violation of the Logan Act? And, it's out there, but it's not necessarily being enforced. It was suggested that Mike Flynn had violated some form and fashion of the Logan Act, and that's what got him in trouble, in part. That was all part of the news scenario. Some of it fake, some of it certainly exaggerated. But meanwhile, it's Flynn that, takes it on the nose. His legacy is compromised, and of course, he's looking at jail.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have to have a real conversation about what foreign lobbying means in this country. It's one of those big issues that we just haven't resolved.
Well, former Pentagon official, American Enterprise Institute, Middle East expert, Michael Rubin. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Rocket to
stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A change at the helm of a major U.S. ally. As British Prime Minister Theresa May says, she will soon be resigning that position.
It is now clear to me that it is in the best interests of the country for a new Prime Minister to lead that effort. So I am today announcing that I will resign as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party on Friday the 7th of June so that a successor can be chosen.
May's three-year term has been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would approve. The devastating storms that have been rattling the nation's midsection for days, not expected to let up anytime soon. In fact, forecasters say they'll continue across parts of the central and southern plain states through the Memorial Weekend into next week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it was a while ago in my devotion time, I had asked God, I said, how many more? How many more do we have to go through? You know, is 60 million enough? Will it be 61 million? Do we have to get to 70 million babies aborted before we do something about what has happened? This Holocaust that has occurred, you know, within the borders of our countries, open or not, that aside, I mean, the devastation has taken place. We've annihilated an entire labor force, the size of a generation, okay? And here we are, we find ourselves in need of people who can work, and it's amazing. We've destroyed it altogether. The numbers are just deafening. And it's interesting right now that we have this convergence that has taken place. Ever since it started in Hawaii, and then it went to California, New York, they're high-fiving these radical abortion laws. And the pro-abortionists thought, okay, that's it. You know, Roe v. Wade is set. The heck with those anti-abortionist, you know, women's rights are going to win over, we'll be able to sell baby parts, even if, you know, a situation where a baby is born that was supposed to be aborted, we can offer comfort care, and somehow we're offered some sort of peace of mind that's okay. But in reality, we know that's a big lie. And this is also why the states around the country at the same time revolted and have been legislating, have been enacting legislation to stop the insanity, to the point that Alabama just said absolutely under no condition whatsoever would they approve abortion. With us right now is Terry Beatley. Terry is a pro-life advocate. She's an author and national speaker. She was given the keys to exposing all the lies of the abortion industry from America's abortion king, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, And since that time, she has taken that mission seriously and passionately. And Terry, thank God for you. I so appreciate your heart and passion to pursue the truth on this issue and to fulfill Dr. Nathanson's dying wishes, and that is that the truth of abortion would finally be exposed.
Well, I appreciate being on your show again, Bill, and together, and that you, me, and everybody else listening, we can slay the lies of the abortion industry. So thanks for having me on.
Well, let's break it down. I mean, you know, this is the thing. See, the way the left has presented this in terms of, you know, reproductive rights and, you know, all people get it. It's a shroud. I mean, since 1973, there's enough empirical evidence. Women and dare I say, an increasing number of men are realizing that though there's been a quote unquote good housekeeping seal of approval by the government on abortion, they're realizing, no, there's more to this, because if it was so, and that I could abandon any sense of morality and conscience, why am I waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning feeling like I've done something awful?
That's it. Well, and it's time for America to know, you know, history matters. Mm-hmm. Ideas have consequences, and it's time to for the average American, not just, you know, the elite, but the average American, to understand the history, that this thing was orchestrated. It's all based on lies. Roe v. Wade, you know, is the most unjust jurisprudence decision of all time, because it's, you know, even exceeding, you know, like the Dred Scott case and all this, because look what's happened. Over 60 million human beings in America have been brutally, barbarically slaughtered. And it's time for America to wake up and understand how it happened. And I'm teaching this all across America. And what we see, to me, one of the most profound cases, but yet it was so simple. I was training at a church, and it was a packed church. And this, you know, many people walked up afterwards, but one man said, "Miss Beatley," he said, "I just feel so stupid." He said, "I just bought the lie years ago. That I really just thought it was a woman's right to choose." And he said, "I had no idea that, you know, I had just fallen for the propaganda." And
exactly.
He'd always been a believer. And I said, you know, it's okay. Millions of other people did, but it's just time to end it and to teach other people how we got so flippin' duped.
Exactly. Well, I want to confront, if I can, for just a moment, because I know we've got some important keys to get through here that Dr. Bernard Nathanson shared with you. But this big lie that it's a woman's right to choose, the women don't want that right in and of themselves. And it's not even a right. I mean, this is all part of the ploy to tribalize this country and put us in these, nondescript boxes, or these descript boxes that alienate us, that keep us alone. I mean, there's no consult with your husband or the father of the child, much less your family. Let's just do this in the dark of night. Let's do this, you know, to where, you know, as few people as possible know about it. Well, because we've kept it in the dark, it's all encased in all these lies. The result is 61 million babies and counting that have been murdered.
Right. Where do we start? At the lies?
Well, help me and help other men get their brains around this lie that it is a woman's right, that we're positioning this as reproductive rights.
Right, and I think it's very important. I mean, I would love to see a well-educated, you know, male army just rise up, and we're actually trying to do that through Jose Initiative. So I encourage all the men listening, sign up for the newsletter at Jose Initiative and join our team. Because this was all very strategized back in the late 60s. They knew that they couldn't come in, you know, real quickly right out of the box and just say, you know, men get lost. So they actually almost measured how far they could go with the language to begin to emasculate the father of the child. So, and now it's 100%. Fathers, men, cannot protect their own children. Mm-hmm. And so the way they did this is they first, the first thing they did, you know, it was way before, so three, 4 years before Roe v. Wade, is they framed the argument around choice, that this is just a decision between a woman and her doctor. This is a medical decision. And they pivoted away from the reality that this is a decision to kill another human being, to stop a beating heart. And then they used choice words to be able to eventually fully 100% emasculate men.
Right.
And so the most important thing, and I think it's very, very important for men to know, women want men to be protectors.
Right.
I don't care if it's the most radical feminist. She's been hurt somehow by
right.
man, by boyfriend, by father, by somebody. Women want men to be their protectors, and
Terry,
I get all the backlash in the world from that statement, and I don't care.
Terry,
so
women, it's beyond want. They need. God designed it in such a way that there's a role for the sexes, and when the genders are consistent with the role and the design by their maker, then it goes well. You know, we have violated those lines, and women have a masculine. But the other thing, you know, as you're talking, people need to put in context here how diabolical this was and how comprehensive. Because remember the TV series, remember the movies, how they started, you know, conditioning and indoctrinating society and the culture and empowering women. And you know, you had the feminist movement that rose up and that were, you know, that they came with knives to emasculate the men, their very own protectors, and which we're told very clearly in the Bible that when, you know, the evil one comes to storm, you know, cultures, they tie up the strong men. Men have been tied up. We've been rendered neutral. We've been neutered in this process. Go ahead.
Right, absolutely. And it's time to break the shackles. And for men to learn, it's important to know the history. And that's why, you know, I try to drive people to the book.
Yes.
What if we've been wrong? To know the story of Bernard Nathanson, who was part of the ploy. But when Bernard Nathanson, after he celebrated Roe v. Wade, after they had, you know, won their big victory, about 6 months after Roe v. Wade, Bill, he sees the baby on a brand new technology called real-time ultrasound.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Terry. We got to go to break. We've got more from Terry Beatley after this. Stay with us.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 disc grade.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
But only if he could do something about the broken hearts and minds of American women and the babies, 61 million, that have been murdered in our country. We will continue this fight. And, you know, the idea, again, and I'm having a challenge, you know, framing this correctly. With all due respect and consideration, we just know it's a huge lie. This lie that we're going to protect women's reproductive rights. The one thing I've learned in my life is with rights come responsibilities, and you have to think about how they interact and what gives you that right. You know, first, it's God. You know, these are God-given rights. Well, you have to reconcile that right and responsibility with your Creator, number one. And the other players that involve not only yourself, but your husband, the father of that child, and the child. So how can you claim a singular reproductive right without the consideration of Almighty God, your Creator, whether you believe in Him or not? That's certainly individual. But then also the father of that child. And the baby itself. You know, Terry, I don't know. You know, again, this is how the lie has convoluted our thinking and has given women a rally cry. But like, you know, unfortunately, like so many of these bumper sticker type of sayings, that's about the depth that they have is the depth of a bumper, the width of a bumper sticker. It's sad.
Right. And that's why I think Dr. Bernard Nathanson's legacy is for such a time as this, because he's the father of the lies,
right?
You know, that got us into this position, and he's going to be, when America understands what he left behind, the truth of how he deceived our nation, when more and more Americans, and particularly men, are equipped with the truth of what this man did the American men today, I mean, just imagine if every American man and young men knew the legacy of Bernard Nathanson, number one, men would have more respect for women, you know, in this hookup culture we live in. They would be less inclined to live out that hookup culture, no matter what the women were doing. And number two, they would choose to be, you know, men, more men would choose to be men of honor. Which and what I mean by that is they would honor that child in the womb. They would not be pushing these women into the abortion mills and disregarding human life. And so, and then lastly, the men who have participated in abortion before, whether it be through apathy or by encouraging a wife or a girlfriend to go get an abortion or driving her there or just failing to protect the child, say, no, don't go.
Right.
It's just time to learn the truth. And
exactly.
Then you can help spread the truth.
Right. And this is the thing, is that this is what truth allows us to do, is to get out from underneath the lie and to have peace of mind. Because even, you know, whatever it is, you know, women, as you and I have talked about, Terry, they carry this abortion procedure in their hearts and minds. I mean, it's already noted, suicide rates, the psychological damage that is done upon the women, which grieves men. I mean, these are our women. These are our wives, our girlfriends that have been injured because of, you know, look at, we've participated in it in one form or fashion or another. But, you know, and I know that it is a burden. But, you know, here's an opportunity. I mean, you know, how much longer do you want to carry this burden and wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning realizing that, look at, you bought into a lie? But let's talk about Bernard Nathanson. I mean, you met with him directly, and this is after he had to be reconciled with the truth, and the truth crushed him, didn't it?
Yeah, right. When he finally came to grips with, you know, they are killing human, I mean, it's not that he didn't know it, but the real-time ultrasound, you know, just human life was staring at him in the face. In fact, one of his great quotes is, fewer women would have abortions if wombs had windows.
Wow.
Well, pretty much that wombs do have windows now with 4D ultrasound. Of course, back then, I guess it was like 2 or 3D, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 1973, 6 months after Roe v. Wade. And then he spent the 1980s contemplating suicide because he was responsible for 75,000 abortions, including two of his own children.
Exactly.
And so nobody can outkill Bernard Nathanson. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he did come to Christ in 1996. But from basically 1979 on, he committed his life to spreading, you know, the gospel of life. He wanted people to know that he had made a huge mistake in unleashing the abortion monster onto America. So what he appointed, if you will, me to do is to teach the 8-point strategy of how he deceived our nation. And when you take the truth of what Bernard Nathanson left behind with the truth of what Norma McCorvey, who's the Roe of Roe v. Wade, left behind. When Americans know these two people's stories, and they're all in my book, it's game over.
Right.
All these millions of people in the mushy middle who don't feel good about abortion, but yet, you know, they bought the lie that, well, you know, who am I to judge? You know, every woman deserves the right to choose. That was all part of the propaganda bill.
Right.
And so once they understand what the truth is, this abortion industry is over. It's done.
Right. And sadly, his first target was the churches, was it not?
Oh, absolutely.
To convince them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the big things is, you know, they had to have a political victory up in New York State. And, of course, New York had many voting Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Catholics forever, including today, that, you know, the Catholic teaching has always 100% been against abortion. And, you know, it's an intrinsic evil. Nothing good comes from abortion. The teaching has not changed. But what NARAL did was they plotted a very stealthy 4-point tactical plan to be able to separate enough Catholics, what he said, their religious conviction from their legislative judgment, meaning they got enough Catholics, even they could remain personally against abortion, but go into the voting booth and vote for pro-abortion candidate.
Yeah.
This came from NARAL.
Right. That's how you get that's how you get Nancy Pelosi, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nancy Pelosi's background right now. Go ahead.
And Tim Kaine, all of these guys. Mm-hmm. And so I'm literally traveling America teaching in Catholic venues the history. I teach history. That's what we do at Jose Initiative. We're an educational nonprofit. And I encourage people to go to the website, Hosea, like the book in the Bible, Hosea, the number 4YOU.org, Hosea4U.org. It's Jose Initiative. And that's what we do. We teach. We have tremendous tools. We've got a high school curriculum. We've got a little fact-check booklet that teaches the eight-point strategy, and it's time to slay the lie.
Amen. Amen. All right. We've got about 3 minutes left, and let's hit on the highlights of this eight-point plan. I mean, we've touched a little bit on a couple, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, the highlights would be 8 points. One, they framed the debate around choice. Then they came out with these slogans, you know, my body, my choice, and, you know, a whole host of others, and then they've only grown from there. Then they used the complicit media, because the average media person's lazy. And back then, it was mostly young women covering this issue, and Nathanson being the, you know, OBGYN. These young reporters back in the late 60s, they would take everything Nathanson said as truth.
Sure.
We probably don't have time to get into it, but he would give them false statistics and false polling. And then the media would repeat the lies over and over, and then he would justify it. He'd say, look, the women who are going to have abortions, they're just going to do it anyway. That was a bald-faced lie. Because you and I know that whenever you legalize something, it becomes much more common. The demand for it goes up if it's legal.
Right.
And then lastly, he implemented the Catholic strategy. And so, you know, the lies were very, very bold. I mean, he told the country that 60% of Americans want abortion on demand legalized. Guess what? The real number was 0.5%.
Right.
And he told America that 10,000 women a year are dying due to illegal abortion. The real number was in the neighborhood, this on the high side, of 200 to 250, not 10,000 women a year.
How many now that supposedly it's safe and legal? How many women are dying of abortions in America? Do we have a number on that?
Actually, we don't have a number, because if abortion has punctured her intestines and she has sepsis, that's going to get noted today. If she died of, like, a blood infection, they do not note it as a complication due to abortion.
But meanwhile,
the numbers today are completely hidden.
And we keep getting reports of ambulances leaving abortion clinics, taking these women who have been injured to emergency care.
That's it.
Have led to death, but there's been some damages that run the entire spectrum to, you know, everything from death to infertility, you know, just go right down the line here. But all this stuff has been hidden. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to state our goal, okay, because it's like we can talk about all the horrible things. Let's go. What's the solution? And the solution is we have to get America educated, Bill. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to get 50,000 cases. It's 200 fact-check booklets in a case. We want 50,000 cases sold by November 2020. We're going to have America educated before the next election. So, you know, hopefully we have two pro-life candidates to choose from. But if not, people are going to understand why we have to support a culture of life. So there are 200 fact-check booklets in a case. Each case, they're $250 a piece. $2.50 a piece, and the case is $500.
Right.
Pull your friends together, start getting the cases purchased, and get this information out.
And this fact check booklet is very powerful, so check it out. And of course, we'll link it at our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Terry Beatley, author of the book, What Have We Been Wrong? Thank you, Terry.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. Most